Can high-velocity protostellar jets help to drive low-velocity outflow? By Masahiro N. Machida. Using three-dimensional magnetohydrodynamic simulations, the driving of protostellar jets is investigated in different star-forming cores with the parameters of magnetic field strength and mass accretion rate. Powerful high-velocity jets appear in strongly magnetized clouds when the mass accretion rate onto the protostellar system is lower than m·10⁻³ m_o·(-1). On the other hand, even at this mass accretion rate range, no jets appear for magnetic fields of prestellar clouds as weak as μ_0 gtr sim 5-10, where μ_0 is the mass-to-flux ratio normalized by the critical value 2πg½-1. For m·10⁻³ m_o·(-1), although jets usually appear just after protostar formation independent of the magnetic field strength, they soon weaken and finally disappear. Thus, they cannot help drive the low-velocity outflow when there is no low-velocity flow just before protostar formation. As a result, no significant mass ejection occurs during the early mass accretion phase either when the prestellar cloud is weakly magnetized or when the mass accretion rate is very high. Thus, protostars formed in such environments would trace different evolutionary paths from the normal star formation process. This was Can High-Velocity Protostellar Jets Help to Drive Low-Velocity Outflow? By Masahiro N. Machida.